A transit strike in Los Angeles today is disrupting the city's bus, light rail, and subway lines. Mechanics walked off the job at midnight after contract talks broke off with the Los Angeles Metropolitan Transportation Authority. The city operates the nation's third largest public transportation system and serves nearly 500,000 riders a day. NPR's Kerry Kahn has been traveling throughout Los Angeles this morning to see how commuters are coping. How much of the transit system is shut down?
Well, the entire system is shut down, all the bus and light rail lines. There are, the Metrolink, which is another train service, is running. But in the core of Los Angeles, around the county, there is no bus service, and the bus stops are empty around town.
And how is this affecting commuters?
It's pretty hard on commuters. I talked to a few people that were waiting for regional bus services. That's the main problem, is that in the core of the city, people take buses out to the regional services like the Santa Monica bus line or the Long Beach or Torrance bus lines. People need that Los Angeles County MTA buses to get to those other services. So I talked to people there that were stranded in the middle core. They didn't know what they were going to do. There are some alternative buses, but very few, and they only go small distances, so most people were taking them as far as they could, and then they had to walk. A lot of the problem was for school kids. There was no way for them to get to school. I met a few parents that were walking their kids about 2-3 miles to school.
Did commuters not know this was coming so they could make other arrangements?
Some did that I spoke with, and some just came out and were hoping that the strike was going to be later today. The union has been in negotiations for over a year, and there have been talks of strikes before. The talks broke down on Sunday, so there was at least one day for people to get the word out. But for most people, you know, average incomes for a lot of the bus riders is about $12,000. They do not have alternatives. They can't grab a taxi. And a lot of people don't really walk in L.A. because you have to travel long distances.
So some just stayed home.
It's hard for me to say, but I think a lot of people tried to find alternatives, and it's just going to get harder. There are no talks rescheduled. They are working through a state mediator. They have not called both sides back, and both sides are very far apart on the conflicts that they're dealing with.
What's the main issue between the union and the L.A. Transit Authority?
It's not about wages. The main issue is about health care. The union runs, manages a health care fund, and the Metropolitan Transit Authority pays into that fund, but the union says because of rising health care costs, the fund is now insolvent, and so they are in conflict about how to resolve that. The union members right now, the mechanics, pay $6 a month for copayments, and they say they're willing to go up to $80 a month. They say the MTA has refused that. The MTA is asking for control over the fund. They say they will put in an immediate infusion of cash, but they want control over the fund, and so they're at odds about that.
Does California's budget problem figure into this, or is this strictly a local issue?
No, it does figure into this. I spoke to an MTA spokesperson yesterday, and they said no state workers are getting raises. No state workers are. There are furloughs. There are laid off. They have made as big of a concession as they can to the union, and they feel that they are being unreasonable in light of the economic situation in the state.
How long is the strike expected to last?
That is the big question. A lot of commuters really want to know right away. There are no new talks scheduled. It's uncertain right now. The last strike, which was just in 2000, went on for several weeks.
NPR's Kerry Kahn in Los Angeles.